باشم تسلا. و یوتسا شنی و عمودیم نخوش شما عملت این دیگه بیس امیدوش وری بلوت ای میت فاز اگه دازی توک یت about setting them up, but making the forms of it, the form of two pillars made out of copper. These two pillars were supposed to be put in the ulam. Ulam, the part of the Beis HaMikdash. And the they were called by the names, one was called Yochin, and the other one was called Boaz. Very soon talk about the names, Yochin and Boaz. Now, in the pasuk here, we have certain measurements, and as Rashi already mentions, that it seems that in Divrei Hayomim the measurements were given are somewhat different, and we have to find out whether there is a contradiction or not. See, it says by us, Shmono Esrei Amo Komas Ho Amut, that the one pillar was 18 Amo. That was the height of the pillar. And in Divrei Hayomim, it says that the height was Shloshim Vechamesh Amos. 35 amos. Quite a difference. So the Malbim explains that in Divrei Hayomim he does not talk about one of the pillars. Talks about both of them. Why? We, as I said at the beginning, we are not talking here about the setting up of the two pillars. We are talking about the original making. And they were both made, as we are told, v'chaticho achas, in one piece. And then after they were made in one piece, took some kind of a hammer, and then divided them, and somehow put, as we will see, something which is called Maase Shusha, put on top of it. So every one of these two became half an amo longer than it was before. So we have, together there were 35 amos, and then he divided them, so everyone by the addition of this Maase Shusha became 18 amos. Now we will later on go more into that name, Yochin Boaz. Now, then it goes on and tells us that there were shtei kosoros, also los teis al rosh amudim. These are like crowns he put on top of the amudim. They're made out of copper. And we are given again the measurements of every one of these crowns. Now then, this is already Pesach Zayin. It says, Sevochim. He gave on them Sevochim. Sevochim is like branches, branching out. Maase Sevocho, Yedili, Maase Shor, Shoros, Lakosoros, Asharos, Amudim, Shivu Lakoseros, Echad, Shivu Lakoseros, Asher. It means the following, that on the Kosoros, on the crowns, there were two things. Now, as we will see later in the pasuk, the kosoros were made out of two pieces, actually. An upper piece and a lower piece. As a matter of fact, as you will see, there were two pieces which both were actually hollow, and the opening parts were put one on another. Now, in the upper part was covered with a sevacha, which is like a net, made as a net, but made out of copper, not made out of copper. And beneath this copper net were mas, gedili mas shoshots, were like chains made. As the pasuk says, shivu, seven. And then these shamshoros, they started actually, they more or less covered that place where the two parts of the crown were put together. Now, then at the end of these chains, there were two rows of rimoni. Rimoni, as we have mentioned in the Chumash, rimoni. And they were hanging on these chains. And then it says, Vayaz es amudim, shtei turim saviv al asvokho, yachas vachasas es nakat. So we explain the monim. Now, till this pasuk Yud Ches, the Tanakh relates to us how he draw it in the tefus. Tefus means in the original form. Now, as our pasuk Yud Ches, we are being told how we actually made them. Now then it says, I'm putting you text, that these kosoros, these crowns, which were on top of these pillars, ma'ase shushan bu'ulam, arba abas. Ma'ase shushan. In other words, there was on the crowns, it's like a drawing. The Tanakh calls Ma'aseh Shushan Ba'ulam. Now what is Ma'aseh Shushan Ba'ulam? That on the wall of the Ulam, there was a drawing, and that means on the wall of the Ulam, at the point where the pillar reached on the wall, there was a drawing of a of Shusha. Shusha. Oh, tempting. What is Shusha? What is Shusha? So, when we look into the various Mephoshim here, we find the following. Rashi learns, Metsuyora so yobo kemin pirchim shoshan. That Shushan here comes from the word shoshan, like roses were drawn. Nothing to do with the city of Shushan, it's Masi Shushan. Now, if we look a little bit further into that whole Indian here, why was it built like this and so on? So we find on this the following. Yeah. See, it says the first setting for the Kabbalah. It says, Vayokem es amudim, when you finally put up the Urim Ulama Echo, Yokamasahomut Ayamini, he put up the white one, Vayikvashomo Yochi, that white one he called Yochi. Yokamasahomut Asmori, then he put up the left one, and he called it Boaz. We have to find out a little bit why would he give these names to these two pillars. What are they showing us? So we have here various approaches. One approach is what Yochi. Yochi in the Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. The Malchus of Shlomo, the king of the family of Shlomo, is actually built on, I would say, two forefathers. The original forefather is Boaz. Boaz who took Ruth, and from there starts actually the Beis David. And then of course for Shlomo directly it was David. So some of them, of course, say Yochi. Yochi is the Miloshen Hakono, the one who prepares. Now, David HaMelech was the one who wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and they had prepared everything as to build it. I think that the Bible told them not you will build it, but your son will. So he was the Yochi. He was the repairer. So one pillar showed, so to say, David, the one who prepared the Beis HaMikdash. The other one is Boaz. Boaz, who was the father of Ovid, which is one of the progenitors of the Beis David. Now, so what is the idea here? That these are the, I would say, the pillars on which the whole Beis David is rested. The others say the following. That the words have a certain meaning. Yochin and Boaz. The Yochin means, again, hachana. Person has to be mechin atzmo, lasos dover tov. Person constantly has to be prepared to do something good. That's right. What is Boaz? Boaz comes from the Russian, they say, as is oaths. And that a person has to have the oaths, the strength, to be mekayim what he prepares, means the following. Whatever I prepare, but there's always a possibility that my yitzhara will interfere. So I need oaths. I need bow oaths. In him has to be the strength to overcome the Yitzhahara. Oaths is actually the you know, Hirsch, for instance, brings on Azazel, a famous pill by Kippur. He brings these two and one goes Hashem, and the other one goes La Azoze. And the dinners and the Torah, come on, both must be equal, exactly equal, and they're all both put in front of Hashem. And then as the Goro, this is the Hashem, and this one is Azoze. So he stands up following. There is a parish of Chazal. What is Azoze? What's the word Azoze? So Chazal say Ozal Oz. Ozal means went away, owes strength. Here's explain the following. You'll be very awful finding the Torah that we are being reprimanded. Ki am kishay ovra. Obstinate people. If you learn Chumash a little bit deeper, you will find out that not always is that expression used to castigate us. It's sometimes used as some kind of a compliment. Boy. From Yisrael. Or I would say not only from Yisrael, but a human being will not be able to lead the war. Which war? Kosovo, the Robert says that a great general once came back victorious from a war, and he met a philosopher. The philosopher said to him, "Es ha-melchoma ketana nitzachta." In that little war there, on the battlefield, you were victorious. Now stands before you ha-melchoma gedola. The melchoma, human being, is Yitzhahara. Thousand times more difficult than all melchomas, even with nuclear warfare. And if that is true on a yachid, so the Klal Yisrael is thousand times more important. And you need to have this obstinacy. An essay, you know, here's one of his essays. When in old times started then, Hanukkah, going in his time, in our times, and people come and they tell you that you have to update Judaism. And he starts asking, did Avraham update Judaism? Did Yitzchak? But they have done it. There would be no Judaism in the world. Judaism means to swim against the stream of the world. So you need obstinacy. That is all good if you use it for the positive. But if you use it for the averus, or zalos, then this strength is gone. I mean, gone in the sense you misused it. You mentioned here something very prophetic. Actually, not for you, not long before the time of Nehemiah, was a great god, Mordechai Ben. As a matter of fact, Mordechai Ben was his predecessor in. Minahir was a Rosh Hashiva and a Rav in Moravia, Nicholsburg. So before him was a mortal Ben Gol. And at that time, I lived in Austria, I was an emperor by the name of Joseph, not Francois, I'm sure a better time, but Joseph, who was seemingly very good to us. Good to us means he wanted to assimilate us. He wanted to whole kind of gezeres, special schools by the government. Jewish children should get assimilated. So the Rabbonim went a delegation to the emperor, and they tried to plead with the emperor to stop it. So Mordechai Ben was the leader of that delegation, and he said very prophetic words on the vein of what we are talking. He said, "Listen, the emperor. In our Talmud, there's a very interesting saying. There's a Gemara Beit that says, Yisroel, Azin Shebu'umos. Yisroel, he says, these are the worst. Jews are the worst. Azin. Amole Chutzpah. Obstinate. Rebellious. So why is it so? He says, very possible. This was a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen to accept the Torah. Torah is something which is, it doesn't go with times. So if you're not very obstinate, especially very rebellious, if you're not able to swim against the stream, you can't give your Torah. So, but I warn you one thing. If you take away from us the Torah, you know what we will remain? As in Shabbos. And he said, there won't be any revolution in the world. There will be no new right or no new left. Well, Jews will not be involved. And he said, Emperor, think whether it might not be Jews who will finally dethrone you. Anybody knows a little about Jews? World history knows how true these words are. And that is the oaths. They'll come back to us. Boaz, Boaz. I have to take the positive oaths to complete of what you start. Or, I'll bring a second page, called the Boaz, referring to the Pasuk, Hashem Yitin Lo Oath. Oath. That means bow oath. Through this Hashem, through this Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Oath Lamo Yitin. Now, in the Yalkut, there are some other indications. This is these names. First of all, there's a whole description, we will not go into it, how the, I give a whole description how, just mentioning this, how all the measurements that we have mentioned, we didn't go into them, is indicative of certain things in the Bria and so on. And then they say, on Yochin of Boaz, it said, Yochin, neged ha-yoreach, the moon, and pasuk, yoreach, yikon olam, and Boaz, neged ha-shem. So again, the idea, and that will very well go together with the number 7 that is used here, which this is the klal ha'aviyah. Now then we find in Pasuk Chavdim, Vayaz es hayom, mutzak eser ba'am u'mishpoto ha'shpoto, Shlomo ha'melach does what we call the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo was a place where, as it is explained in Divrei Hayomim, where the Kohanim were tovlim there. That means there was a mikveh. And he called it the Yamshel Shlomo. And the Tanakh explains to us how was it done? So, says in the Pasuk, Vayar says, Hayom Mutza, Eisa bo amu, Pen amut misfoso, atfoso, from one side to the other. There was other, one sovi, Vechomish bo amu komoso, it was 5 amus high, Vechomo shloshim bo amu yosef oso sovi. If you would have measured the circumference of this, it was 30 hours. Now, the Gemara in Erovim, oh, in Erovim Daf Yudalet, you know, very interesting, because there's a Gemara in Sukkot too. Gemara, which a lot of people who learn Gemara skip. Because it's a mathematical Gemara. Gemara says the following. Kol sheyish be'ekefo shlosh otefokhi everything will be hekev, means a circumference, is 3 tefachim. That shows that the rochav width is 1 tefach. How do you know this? Miyam Shel Shlomo. How do you know from Yam Shel Shlomo? Yam Shel Shlomo hekev for Shloshi. Circumference is 30, and the width is Shloshi. The width is S. What do you learn from here? That culture yesh mekei for shlosh and tefachim, circumference. Now, anybody here who's ever learned a little bit of math knows that we call this pi or pi, that depends if you still learn math in Germany or in England, in America. And we know that it is not 3, but it is 3 point so and so and so and so. Something which never ends, right? It is already Tosfos who talks about this. This is not meduktik. Flokas, Rambam, Tosfos. The Rashba is a tshuva. When you think of that, it's a fragment. That means we haven't got the whole tshuva, only part of it, brought down. He has such a beautiful kasha. He said, what kind of a gemara is this? The gemara learns pi, he, from Yam Shel Shlomo. It's math. So learn it from a tzias, prove it as any geometry teacher would prove it. There's a way to prove it. Not an axiom, not a postulate. So why does the Gemara learn from Yom Shel Shlomo? So has the Rashba. Or rather, he was asked. We haven't got the answer. But I think the answer is so push-up. Really, really push-up. If you look into Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, anybody ever learned Hilchos Eruvin, find out the folly. And as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah and Shaar HaTzion make that little remark. We need a lot of measurements. We need measurements for Eruvin. We need measurements for Sukkah. We need measurements for Mikveh. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch have we ever been told to work with fractions. Right? Point so and so. Whatever you learn, Mishnayos and some Esor Amor, Esrim Amor, nothing. The Shaar HaTzion of the Shavuot brings is that for the purposes of Halacha, everything is wrong around. In Halacha, we don't use the little things. So is Bord and Halacha. But where do we know this from? From where do we know that for halacha, we can allow ourselves not to be medakdik till the slightest fraction? That is the Gemara. The Gemara does not ask, from where do I know pi? You want to do it. 3 points. But the Gemara asks, from where do I know that for all intents and purposes, may I use 3? Says the Gemara, Miyam Shel Shlomo. That's what Yam Shel Shlomo. It was 30 and 10. Why did Shlomo do it this way? To show you that anything that is connected with Mishkan, Migdash, Halacha, goes with 3. So it is not the that already shows toast and all of them. They talk low dock. Said in a very nice form. Well, as other people talked about the ignorance of our sages. They were not ignorant. They knew quite well. Better than one. But that is the limit. Now we are then told about a another construction. Very soon we'll see. The whole Yom and so on, it goes for Psukim and Psukim. We will not go into this, to be honest. Sharp told me if he would have taught it, he surely would not have taught Psukim. He doesn't understand too much about architecture. Emma says, I don't understand either. So to go mummage into every person, I'll just try to give the main ideas. In Pasuk Lamed Vav, I want to go first. That's not fair. In Pasuk Chaf Zayin, says Vayad says Hamechonos. What is Mechonos? What does that mean, machine? Maybe it comes from the same root. Mechonos is from the Russian Ken. Ken is the base of something. And that was the base of the Kiyorim. The base of the Kiyorim. So this was a game beautifully made. It was made like a wagon. Wagon, and there were wheels to it. I brought with me, show it around, a picture around. Maybe we'll say more than all Sukkot, how these mechonos work, look. These are the mechonos. That's sort of one. It was like a mobile base for the Kiyo, which could be moved and so on. It had wheels and so on. And that's the way here. Now the Kiyo was there, so the Kohanim could wash their hands and feet, and could constantly be moved and so on. Now it says then in Pasuk Lamed Vav, it tells us that he made on the luchos, on the lower walls of these mechonos, he made there were frames, and on these frames he had we had pictures of lions. Kemar al ish. Says Rashi. Posach sovi kezochon ekevo hachavukim bezrovoseh. Kach hirshirovoseh. What does that mean? He made that for you. And the at the place where these luchos were on the mechonos, and he, as I said, drawings of lions and timoros, these are trees, and like a man and a woman embracing one another. What is this? Now we have this. That's not the first time that we find it. In the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Keruvim. And again, they said that they were facing each other like man and woman embracing each other. And then the Gemara tells us that some times of when Einan Osim Ratzon Shel Makom, and then they turn away from each other. Then what is he? The Sforim explains the following. a zohar, the male, is called in the zohar, the zah, the zuchra, duchra, actually, duchra, means the mashpia. The mashpia, creation of a child, he's the one who gives the semen, zera, and so on, he's the mashpia. The woman is called in zohar nukva. Nukva is the recipient, the makaba. Now, in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, the relationship is the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world, and it says, very well explained to myself, in Muslim, so, in such a form that He is Mashpia to us. But He has given us the opportunity that we are Mashpia to. In the sense that as a pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcho. Because Baruch is your shadow. Shadow means that whatever I do, how long, or how my shadow is, depends on what I do. That means we are actually deciding according to Baruch's actions. Our masim. And then He gives the ashpo. So it is a constant interrelationship. Now, if you go one person to person man, you find out who did it. Who is the actual doer? Vayas hiro mesakiro. Now, at the very beginning of this parak, we heard that Shlomo HaMelech felt that hiro Melech Tzur is the great mumche, the great expert, so he caught him. That has a very great meaning. There is a sifono in Parshas Pikudei, right at the beginning, which is of immense interest and reference to us. Sifono talks about the fact He talks about the malos, which the Mishkan, had over the Beis HaMikdash. And he mentions the fact that by the Mishkan, the Apsukim tell us that these Atreshitim will be forever, they are somewhere, we don't know where they are. Kelo nofal dovel lohem biyatwa oivim. Mishkan has never been captured by Goyim. We don't know where it is, taken apart, never in the hand of Goyim. Hefech mashekoro le mikdash Shlomo begira. Don't forget what happened to this mikdash Shlomo, this beautiful mikdash Shlomo, was destroyed finally. Kelim were taken apart. כמבוא בחורבן בית ראשון על ידי נבוזלדו. And there, nothing is mentioned from the, what is mentioned by the Mishkan, and it mentions the Milos. So among many Milos, it's very important. That the Mishkan, in its building,
all the three things, and so they want to take this out and repeat according to his greatness. Jerusalem. So says a Paschal can and said that Shlomo Melech will have other Malchut. Cannot take him on. Why? Because he built his own house 30 years and he built the Samikdash 7 years. It means he considered the Samikdash greater than his own house. So his first preference was Mezaris, the Rizus. Aziz Ish Moir, in Melachta, if Nemelochim Yisyatza. A person who is in a hurry to do his work, he will stand up before kings. That means that because of the special Rizus, Shlomo HaMelech built with the Samikdash, comparison to the house that he built for himself. This is the reason that you cannot take him off the old house. Now that's a very, very difficult reason to more. And, I cannot explain it now, except to point out, since we are all in the concept of the reasons. If I do a mitzvah, to do it right away, not to be late. Shlomo HaMelech has written a whole sefer on vengeance. I don't know if you know. Constantly in Sefer Mishlei. But the otze, that's the otze, laziness. I want to do a mitzvah, do it immediately. I have a machshava tova, immediately carry it out. Immediately, don't wait. The zrizus is a kinyan benefesh to such an extent you can never lose them. Whatever you do, you cannot lose it. The zrizus is this. Why that should be so, it's not up to discussion at this moment. And I want to bring out one of the great discoveries that we are now going to make. After the Shkofu, around the world, in a very interesting fashion. He told us Jewish history. How long is it from